Haynesboro Police Department has 4 applicants for the open police officer position, and radio personality Richard Nelson wins the 2019 Rasmussen Distinguished Artist Award. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro Police Department will hire a new officer. They've been down to 4 officers since the beginning of the month. The application period has only been open for 15 days, but the Haynes Police Department already has 4 applicants for the police officer position. Chief Heath Scott says that's rare.
If you look throughout the state, that's just not happening in other places.
All 4 applicants are Alaska residents, and 3 are local to Haynes.
And all have past law enforcement experience, so we're pretty happy with that. And I'm really pleased with the folks that have applied. I can't tell you how happy I am.
Haynesboro Police Department will screen all the candidates with an extensive background check before moving to oral interviews. Chief Scott says he anticipates completing those interviews by early June. They're working quickly to have a new officer in place by July.
When we lose a staff member, there is even a greater hardship. With 4 people, we really don't allow for anybody taking off any leave or going out to training. And with 4 people, we're still missing 8 hours of the day. We're still unable to serve the community during that time.
Chief Scott says the department uses data to determine low crime hours, so they know when it is safest to have officers off duty. He says even during these off-duty times, there's an on-call officer. After a new officer is chosen, the 3 remaining candidates will form an applicant pool that the department can draw from in the future. Chief Scott says he anticipates that more officers will leave in the next fiscal year, including Officer Chris Brown, who may return to Idaho to be closer to family. But the question for now is who will be the 5th officer on the Haynes Police Department.
So I can't tell you I want somebody that looks like a linebacker, that's got a high and tight, that looks cool in sunglasses, and has a great mustache. That's not what concerns me. I want somebody that speaks their mind, that is polite and professional and patient, and wants to serve people.
The department will release the names of the candidates after they complete a background check. You won't find the work of the 2019 Rasmussen Distinguished Artist hanging in any gallery or echoing through a concert hall. Richard Nelson is a scientist and author foremost, but he is also a performer of the airwaves. KCAW's Robert Woolsey explains.
For years, hearing this theme music on the radio by the Australian fusion band Outback stopped us in our tracks.
Hi, I'm Richard Nelson for Encounters, a program of observations, experiences, and reflections on the world around us.
And hearing this voice meant that we were about to go someplace where anyone else but Richard Nelson probably would not go.
There are 8 bears here, all at pretty close range, 2 females. One has 2 cubs, the other has a single cub, and that single cub is as white as the cub of a polar bear, almost albino looking. And then 3 other bears, a little bit smaller than these 2 big females with their cubs. And the cubs undoubtedly were born just this year. Nothing between me and these animals but a stretch of absolutely flat sand and gravel and water.
In all, Nelson produced 109 episodes of his program Encounters, each one a 30-minute monologue and occasionally a hair-raising interaction with something dangerous, beautiful, or simply awe-inspiring in the natural world.
One of them was when I got sort of in between a moose and a grizzly bear in Denali National Park.
And did I mention that Nelson worked alone? No camera crews, no grips, no armed rangers standing by in a Land Rover.
And I was in the wrong place and had this gigantic bull moose running straight at me. And it was a place I really didn't want to be in. I had taken pains to avoid being where I was, but I had to edit out a few extracurricular words as I sprinted out of the way.
Just hearing Nelson recount this story evokes encounters. Nelson could focus his energy on much more benign creatures and still make it sound like he was opening King Tut's tomb. His friend and fellow author John Straley says Nelson is like this in real life.
It's not put on, it's not fake. He's just enthusiastic.
Straley says that he's been in the audience for some of Nelson's presentations, often with other anthropologists present, and invariably someone will remark that Nelson's deep scholarship is packaged in a captivating and enviable persona.
What makes him different is the creativity with which he approaches his work, the imagination that he brings, and the passion he brings to his subject. And his subject, in the largest sense, is life and the wilderness and the wild. There is no one else like him.
Nelson arrived in Alaska in the 1960s to do his doctoral research for the University of Wisconsin. Fascinated with the natural world from childhood, he didn't find biology a good fit. Luckily, he found another path with help from the indigenous cultures of the Alaskan Arctic.
I took up anthropology to learn about the natural world through the traditions of Alaska Native people and found that that was exactly what I loved. And then doing that research led, of course, to writing the results of the research, and that got me started in writing.
What followed were a succession of books, some of which have become either anthropological canon, like Make Prayers to the Raven, or classics like The Island Within, which was Nelson's debut in nature writing.
Now, this group of cows that we're with today are all females with their half to one-third grown calves. These animals look very formidable. The closest ones are about 15 feet away from me.
But it's encounters where most people hearing this now first heard Richard Nelson, who credits the former general manager of Sitka's public radio station, KCAW, Ken Fate, his first producer, for teaching him the distinguished art of radio.
And thanks to you so very much for being here with me. I'll see you next time.
Where no encounter in this world, even in a farm pasture, is too ordinary to hold us spellbound for half an hour. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.